Giving us elegant words of Torah, words of inspiration. Thank you, everybody.
B'shoras Rabbi Horowitz, Shlema, the whole chevra here. It's a tremendous chus to be a part of such a beautiful getting together, the Shem Shemaim.
The mic is going to go up for 1 second, so you can keep going. Okay.
Just a few words. We're in a time of year right now. If you know of it, it's called Shovvim. If you haven't, let me introduce it to you. We're more familiar with time periods in the year, for example, from Pesach until Shavuos, where we count Sefiras HaOmer, or perhaps from Elul until Yom Kippur, or the Simchas Torah. Blocks of time during the year where we see that there's a theme which is taking place. But in the inner dimensions of Torah, in the words of the Arizal, there's a period which we're going through now, which is called Shovvim, the days of returning to Hashem. And they are called Shovvim because the parshios of the week which we are going through it, Shemos, Va'ira, Bo, Bishalach, Yisrael, and Mishpatim. If you look at the first letters of each of these parashas, they form this word called Shovavim. And it's based on a pasuk in the Navi, in the prophets, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. That Hashem is calling out to His children and He's saying, to return to me, to return to me. And to try to understand the difference between these three time periods, I came across a very beautiful thought, which is just quoted here in the Sefer in the name of Svarim, the name of many tzaddikim. It says the following thing. We know that the days of tshuva, of returning to Hashem, are designated mostly during that time of year called the Yomim Noraim, the days of Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the theme of tshuva, of returning to Hashem. And he says here that those days of tshuva, because to returning can mean many things, to return to what, to return to who. So listen to this word. The days from Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we're familiar with, that time period of the year is a tshuva, that we should return to Hashem, that the Jew should return to his father and mother. From Pesach, and the 7 weeks which we count each day all the way leading up to Shavuos, the giving of the Torah, these are days of tshuva which we return to each other. Every Jew returns to his fellow Jew. That's also a type of returning. And these days of Shovavim are days of returning to the self. It's very deep. There's returning to Hashem. There's returning to Klal Yisrael as a nation, to our communities, and as returning to the self. And this begs the question, what does it mean to return to self? We say every single day in davening, Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh, that you Hashem, you're holy, and your name is holy. U'Kadoshim B'Chol Yom Yehadaducha Sela. And the holy ones, they praise you every single day. I remember going back many years ago before I was married in Beis Medrash, learning in Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. I was sitting in a chabura, and one of the rabbeim asked the following question. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh, you are holy, your name is holy, and the holy ones praise you every single day. Who are the holy ones? Who are the holy ones?
Angels.
The angels. Angels. The angels are the ones who praise you every single day. They're so holy. So that was my answer. But the Rebbe said, no, that's not the right answer.
Jews?
Oh. What do we have it from the corner?
Baal
Tshuva. B'nai Yisrael. The holy ones is B'nai Yisrael. We are the ones who give praise to Hashem every day that are called the Kedoshim. question is, what makes us so holy? I don't go through my day thinking that I do things which are holy. Do I talk in a holy way? Do I eat in a holy way? Am I consumed in the love of Hashem and constant thinking about Him and a dveikus and a connection which makes me holy? So how can we explain that when we say that every single day, it's referring to Bnei Yisrael? There must be something which we're missing. There must be something about holiness which doesn't have to do with actions. It has to do with something more profound, which is more deep. What is that? Is that what we see on the surface, like many things in life, is superficial. But the definition of what it means to be a Yid, to be a Jew, is not just conceptual, it's actual. That when Hashem chose us to be His nation as the children of Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov, He made it real, a concrete spiritual reality, by giving us a soul, which is called a neshama. And what is this neshama? Chazal tell us, based on Psukim in the Torah and elsewhere in Divrei Chazal, that the neshama is a piece of Hashem. Is a piece of the Holy One, blessed be He Himself. The fact that you and I, and every single Jew around the world, in this physical world or in the worlds above, has a neshama, this spiritual soul, which is a piece of Hashem, is what defines us as being holy. When we speak about this concept of shovim, which are called in the holy books, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, days of return. These are days of what's called holiness, elevating our holiness. The concept of returning to self. Returning to self means that when I look in the mirror and I stare at myself and I think that this is me, if I identify myself with this physical flesh, with the color of my hair and of my eyes and the clothes that I wear, certainly, there's a journey which I have to go through, which is to return to self, to connect to who I am truly as a piece of a neshama of Hashem, which is much, much greater than this world, anything else in this world. When a person contemplates the idea, he sits on this concept before davening or at any point during the day. What it means to be a piece of Hashem, to be holy. You can imagine the type of feeling which come out from that, of happiness, of love, of fulfillment, of commitment, of striving to do more. Listen to the words of the Eben Ezra, which is one of the early Rishonim commentaries on the Torah. He writes in Parshas Kisisa, very powerful words. V'lo yuchal adas Hashem, a person can't come to know Hashem, and we know that we must. One of the purposes of this world, as Zohar says, in creation of the world, is begin d'shtamoidim leis, because Hashem wants to be known. We have a mitzvah to know Hashem, to know His greatness, to know His love and His kindness and His compassion. We can't know Hashem if we don't know ourselves, v'nishmaso, our souls, v'gufo, and our bodies. If a person doesn't understand essentially who he is as a soul, chachmas malo, what can chachma, what can wisdom do for him? The knowledge of self, the study of the self, is also the study of Hashem. To be proud, to understand that the more that we know Hashem, the more that we know ourselves, and the more that we know ourselves, we come to not just understand Hashem, but to experience Hashem as a piece of Him. And this is really the root of where all Judaism comes from, is what it means to have to fulfill 613 spiritual commandments. It's not to become holy. It's to reveal our holiness, Because already, essentially, you've been given the gift of holiness as being a part of Hashem. And as the Zohar says, that the 613 mitzvahs, commandments which we have, are not merely obligations, decrees which Hashem wants us to fulfill. Rather, says the Zohar, the 613 bits of advice that Hashem gives the Jewish people to reveal our holiness. Every mitzvah is an opportunity to reveal godliness and holiness, putting on tefillin every single day, wearing tzitzis, mezuzahs on the home. Mitzvahs are opportunities to attach ourselves, to return to Hashem, and revealing our own identity and spirituality. Ashreinu Matzev Chalkeinu, how privileged we are to have been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't mean just in this world, but what it means to be part of Hashem is eternal. That although everything physical fades away and doesn't last, because Hashem is eternal, the Jewish people is eternal. And not just eternal, but eternal as a piece of Him. Could there be something greater if we had to come up? If there was a question and answer session from Hashem, we had to say and to give an answer, what is it that you would want? Could we even imagine to give such an answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given to us for free. Because He loves our forefathers and He's chosen us. And that choice is not just a concept. It means that Hashem gives a piece of Himself to us, which is why He loves us so much like He loves Himself. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Hashem fulfills this mitzvah. To love your fellow Jew like you love yourself. What could be a greater demonstration of love of self than the fact that Hashem gives us a piece of Himself? Could there be something sweeter than that? I can't imagine it. And it's times like this when we come together in tshuva to each other, and we can feel through the song and through the Vitaira. Like as the Baal HaTanya writes, that when 10 Jews come together in a room, they create such an holiness that even a malach, even an angel, would be afraid to be part of that presence because the holiness is so great, he would be consumed in the fire of the Jewish people. There's nothing holier. There's nothing holier. And you know that coming together in a tish like this, it's not just having a good time and coming together. There's something different. You can sense, you can feel the spirituality, what it means when Jews come together. It's something which is unexplainable. We can taste a little bit of the Kedushas Yisrael. Tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rav Zusha, who was one of the great Talmidim of the Maggid from Mezrich, who was the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And there's a lot to say about the life of Rav Zusha. I just want to share one word from you in the Schos of the Tzaddik. Just to mention his words on his yahrzeit is a very big merit for us on Kli Yisrael. Rav Zusha from Hadapoli, he said over in the name of Rav Shmerel, who was one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, who said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Shekoydim Bias Mashiach Tzidkeinu, that before the coming of Mashiach, all the great miracles which Hashem performed in the world thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, maybe tens of years ago, all of those nisim, all the miracles will go away. I don't know if there's any place you can go to today, but you can be guaranteed that you'll be able to see open miracles in their own Dalet Amos and in their company. It wasn't that long ago that you could. You can go to the Balak Baba Sali, or to the Baba Cherebi, or to other great tzaddikim who perform open miracles on a daily basis. But we're living in a time, before Mashiach comes, that there's a very great hester, a concealment, which has befallen upon the world. That Hashem is not revealing open miracles. Not that we need them. We have a long history of open miracles. And not that we need miracles at all. In fact, in this week's parsha, the tzaddikim tell us that the miracles which Hashem performed in Mitzrayim, the 10 makos to the Mitzrayim, was not for Bnei Yisrael. Because if you take a look at the Pesukim carefully this week, it says repeatedly, V'yodu Mitzrayim ken Yashem, that the purpose of the miracle is so that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, should know Hashem. But why wasn't it for the Jewish people? Say the Tzaddikim, because the Jewish people don't need miracles to believe. That we're a piece of Hashem, we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we don't need to be convinced. We know the truth inside of ourselves because we've been chosen and we're a piece of Hashem. And so therefore, in times of concealment, like we're going through now, especially with this craziness in the world and all the confusion which is taking place, that we can feel inside of ourselves that something is brewing, something is coming, a time of great uncertainty. So says the Baal Shem Tov, that in a time when all the miracles have gone away and Hashem is hiding them, all the miracles which are mamshichu misnahim haleva adam avodasei sparach, that by seeing, by witnessing them, it awakens the heart to a fire for Hashem. Ein mechayin nafsho sheyisro, the only thing which gives us life now, rak mi sheyochaz be'amuna, is to hold on to our pure, pure faith in Hashem. And that's, again, Rabbi is saying, not something which we have to create, it's something which we have to reveal. Because as a piece of Hashem, it's embedded within the fabric of who we are to have trust in Him, to have faith in Him, to believe in His goodness, and to recognize and to know that He's leading us to greener pastures and brighter days. Not that it's not bright living as a Jew every single day, but something very, very, very bright. Hashem Yisroel should help us in these times, especially in times of Shavuot, when we're searching and trying to come close to Hashem, to reconnect to ourselves. And by reconnecting to the neshama which Hashem has gifted us with, that's the place through the neshama that lights up every single mitzvah and every single moment of life which we live. Hashem should allow us to live it to the fullest and to be zecha to see with our own eyes. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.